Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's February 2nd, 2016, and I'm your host, Paul Filion. As always, I'm here with my co-host, Antoine Bergeron. How's it going this week, Antoine?
Pretty good. You?
I can't complain. Elizabeth Beckley is heading out tomorrow. I'm sad to see her go. She's kind of become an important part of our household. My daughter loves her. My wife loves her. She loses gracefully at Fireball Island, so it's all good. All right, so it looks like we got a pretty full docket this week. And we've even got some new events now that the masterclass has passed. So let's jump right in. First and foremost, Antoine, it appears you've got a workshop going on February 28th at the Slab Rosemont.
Yes, so same class I did during the last fall. So beginner to intermediate intro class to painting. We're going to go through all the process to paint a Chaos Warrior. So we'll go through layering, dry brushing, washing, stuff like that. So it's good for everybody who has started painting but wants to advance beyond just three color minimum like most Game Workshop tournaments were back in the days. So we'll have a link toward the class description, but for people who are asking, it's $30. It's 4 hours at Slab Rosemont. The class was really well received last time, so I hope I'm going to do an even better job this time.
Undoubtedly. All right. Next up, ND Open 8. That's on May 7th and 8th. Registrations are now live.
Yes, right tonight.
Awesome. So maybe you want to tell us a little bit about the event?
Yeah, it's ND Open was one of the two biggest events in Quebec. This year it's moving to Montreal. It's a bunch of tournaments. The two main ones historically were Fantasy and 40K. Now it's 40K and 9th Age. They're going to be over 2 days. And on top of those two, there's going to be three different War Machine tournaments, Guild Ball, Infinity, and X-Wing, all 1 day events. Most of the tournaments are $35. That includes a t-shirt if you pre-reg before somewhere in April, so you have ample time to do so. And the big tournaments, the two-day tournaments, are $70. That includes lunch on both days and access to the place. There's a bar. It's at the Long Point Military Base. It's a really nice room. We're expanding to two different mess this time, so they're right next to each other, but it will be at the officers mess and the, I'm drawing a blank, but there's a secondary mess also right next to it, so there's a bar in each. On top of all the tournaments, there is also the Northern Defender Show, the painting contest run by Mathieu Fontaine. There is a different registration to go for that, and it's not live yet, but we'll announce it when it goes up.
Awesome. And this is the second year Matt's run that competition, isn't it?
It's the third one.
Yeah, yep. It's all run together. Time passes too quickly.
Yeah, it will be run using an open format instead of just a podium one.
Yeah, open format's really interesting, and yeah. I encourage people to check it out, no matter what their skill level is.
Yeah, I used it last year, and it was great.
All right. All right, so moving on to news. We have a couple things that are not crowdfunding related this week. First up, we've got Titan Forge with some steel miners, and these guys are awesome. They're kind of stylized. They're like dwarves in power armor with mining drills.
Mm-hmm. It would make fantasy was still a thing, a really cool alternate miners for the regular dwarf, the Game Workshop dwarves.
That's true. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yep. The older middle dwarf or middle beard, I think they call them. There was a big Kickstarter for them, and I think they're releasing either new stuff or stuff that was not released at the start. And those are the most current release. And they look cool. Giant drills, and I'm sure they could be used in other games to proxy as something else.
Yeah, the studio paint job.
The greatest thing on them.
Yeah, I think that that hurts them. But I do see some cool aspects to the models.
Yeah.
I think it's a neat idea, if nothing else. Next up, the Haley Smith cat suit. Now, this is an interesting model. So it's a limited edition sculpt, and it is pretty slick. So it looks like it's about 55 millimeters, is that right?
Yeah, it's a 55 millimeter. It's in their cosplay series. And there is a special, it's not on the link we will include, but there's a special running until, I think, Wednesday this week. So you don't have a lot of time to get it at €20, but I think after that, I think starting Thursday, it's going up to €25 if it's not sold out before then.
Yeah.
So jump on it quick. It's not that much for the quality of the model and the size.
No, I think if people like Kingdom Death models, the pinups from Kingdom Death, they'll like this model.
Yeah, we haven't mentioned what it is. We only named it. It's a girl dressed in a cat suit. Or a cat girl, maybe. It's not clear if the tail is stuck somewhere or if it's part of the costume.
And she's playing with a ball of string.
Yeah. With a suggestive pose, like all the... How would you say that? Penché. Bent?
It's all bent over, yeah.
Yeah, bent over with a great view on her...
cleavage, yes.
Cleavage, yeah.
And there's only, as of the time of the recording, there's only 168 models left.
Yes.
So, if you're interested in painting a larger scale model, this is probably worth checking out for you.
Yeah.
All right, next up, Knight Models Marvel Universe Miniature Game Announcement. So this is kind of cool, because we've had the Batman game for a while, so now Knight Models decided that they're going to release a rule set for their Marvel game.
Well, it's the second announcement concerning Marvel, because they also announced the Spider-Man game, which is using the Batman rules.
Makes sense.
It's an online exclusive from their store. It's not a lot of factions. However, the new Marvel Universe miniature game will use its own set of rules, its own set of power. So it's not under the same power scale as Batman. Batman is pretty low power. But this one will go with the strong characters like Thor is in the early release and stuff.
Colossus
like that.
And stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Not exactly the same power scale as Batman.
No, it's not just puny human punching each other.
But you know, it's a good reason to buy Knight models because they are gorgeous. If you like superheroes, they're amazing models.
Yeah, the game will originally come out with three factions, if I remember correctly. What was it like? Oh yeah, X-Men, Avengers, and Guardians of the Galaxy. That will be the three initial starter sets, four model each, and we'll see other releases as time goes.
Cool stuff. Next. Oh boy, trying to mangle this name. Kurasan Miniatures. Los Vejos?
I think so. It's probably Vejos, because I don't
think the J is probably silent. Yeah. But I must be misreading this. It says something 28mm Armadillo Desperados?
No, you're reading it right.
Hold on, I'm going to click on this link. Wow.
If you click on the other link, right there, you'll see the four different armadillos and bag views. Yeah.
Oh my god, Antoine.
They look so cool.
They look like armadillos wearing sombreros with guns.
Yep.
Really, what words there to say? cool figs. I don't know what the cost on these is. I can't get over what they are. Oh, it's not bad.
$8 for four.
$8 US.
Yeah.
So it's like $36,000 Canadian. Yeah. No, so it's about $12 Canadian, yeah.
Which is not bad.
Yeah, you know, for four little models, that's fine. That's fine. $3 a piece. I'd pay $3 a piece for that.
Yeah.
Just I'll get more than $12 worth of laughs out of it, just looking at them. So
They're 28mm scale. The models are more something around 15mm in height. Because they're true scale.
Yeah. They're armadillo sized. Yeah. If we were 28mm. Perfect. Nothing else to say on that. Well, way to derail the show, Antoine, with armadillos.
Well, that's the news.
Yeah, I just can't get a word.
We need to talk about it.
Okay, I'm going to power through this. Harebrained Schemes, Golem Arcana's final expansion. So, it's been announced that Golem Arcana is going to cease production. You know, I kind of got mixed feelings about this. Did they give any dates or anything?
Yeah, they are releasing their final expansion just in time. They're publishing it earlier than planned, and just in time for their big sale. They're gonna put everything on sale, I think, on this week, something like that, and for a full month, and everything will be at 50% off, I think, until March or April. And after that, they're closing the store. Yeah, until March, until the end of February. Yeah, while supply lasts, for sure.
Yeah. It's too bad. Like, the game had a lot of neat innovations, but I think it received a lukewarm reception.
Yeah.
And I think it was just the fact that it was expensive, and it was an automated game where they took some of the dice and stuff out of the equation. They took all the dice out of the equation, I think. And I think people just need that. When you want to play a miniature game, you want to roll dice. You want to play the game. You don't want to play a computer-assisted thing, right? Otherwise, you'd play a video game.
Yeah.
So it's too bad. It had some neat ideas.
And the concept of some of the models were pretty cool, too.
Yeah, that's actually what I meant by neat ideas. I was referring to the models, not necessarily the rule set.
Yeah,
they had some interesting sculpts and some cool stuff. Anyway, I wish them well in whatever future endeavors they may have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, moving into the Kickstarter and crowdfunding stuff. First up is the Orange Monkey Foldio 360, which is a turntable for taking pictures. Now, I don't know if they really intended it for what we'd use it for, but this thing seems perfect for miniature photography.
Yeah. The Foldio is already at its second iteration. It was on Kickstarter last year or 2 years ago. We've seen some painter use it, like James Walpole is using one. He got one from the second Kickstarter to try out too. And it's doing great work. It's a foldable studio.
That's a light box,
comes with,
right?
LED LED lighting. And this one will add a turntable that you'll be able to control the rotation of and the lighting of, because it also has backlighting for the Foldio, straight from your smartphone. So while you're doing your photo work, you don't have to touch anything. You'll be able to just rotate. So to do automated 360s or stuff like that, it's a pretty neat concept.
Yeah, and it retails, well, the Kickstarter is for about $200 Canadian, I think.
If you get both the Foldio and the rotating
table. For the
cable,
complete kit.
Yeah.
I really think you need to get the complete kit to make it worth the investment.
But for people who already have a light box or something like that, that's 80
true.
Bucks. 80 US for just the rotating box, the rotating turntable. But if you don't have the Foldio already or don't have a good light box, it's a good plan to get the Foldio at the same time. And then you have the 140 US pledge for that.
Yeah. So I think it's a good value for what it is. If you're going to do any type of photography at all.
Yeah.
So worth checking out. And that runs till March 31st. Next up, Collins Epic War Games. You've got the Polyversal 6mm miniature game system. Now, this is a different... We've seen a couple 6mm games on Kickstarter recently. But this is actually just a universal rule set. Is that right?
Kind of. It's a new universal rule set. And they have partnered with other 6mm companies. And they are doing... Based on... They have their own fluff, their own set of rules, their own factions. But their factions are not using their own proprietary miniatures. They are doing factions based on their own fluff and using pick and choose models from other range. Like they have partnered like Hawk War Games. I don't have the full list. Give me a second. Okay. Yeah, their list of partners includes Hawk War Games, Micro World Games, Brigid Models, Phalanx Consortium, Plasma Blast Games, Dark Realm Miniatures, etc. So there's a bunch of them. So in the original Kickstarter, they have two factions, and they're like, you have in the first faction, the UN, they have four Walker from Hawk, from their, what's the game? Drop Zone Commander. So they have four walker from one of the faction in Drop Zone Commander. They have what looks like an attack ship from another game. And so they're mix and matching to fit their own fluff, but using other company miniatures.
It's a neat idea. I don't think I've ever seen that before. I've seen Universal sets, but not not something where they tried to build a story. So that's kind of an interesting twist.
Yeah, usually it's totally open and you can use anything. In that case, they're just using miniatures from other producers, but with their accord. And they're mixing
factions. With their permission.
With their permission. And they're mixing factions. That's what I find the most innovative.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
And that's running till March 27th. And last but not least, this is a neat idea. So, oh boy. Via Ludibunda. I probably mangled that, but we'll have a link in the show notes. They're running the Real 3D Fantasy Scenery Kickstarter. So, the twist is, they're not actually providing you with any scenery. They provide you with the files so you can 3D print your own scenery.
That's unheard of for a Kickstarter. This is the first time I've seen something like that.
Yeah, so it's kind of neat. Pricing is super reasonable because you're just buying...
digital files.
Yeah, digital files, like CAD files, right? I think the full backer level, I had the link and I've misplaced it.
Depends what you get. You have different layers with four different amounts of stuff.
Yeah, so the whole everything, though, with the most buildings. And it's, what, 60 euros, so $120.
But it's not double. You're always mixing with the pounds. It's something like 80 to 90 bucks.
Why do I always do that? I'm always thinking it's pounds.
Yep. Jeez. Every week.
The third show in a row, I think.
Yep.
So, yeah, so 60 euros, so... yeah, like 90 bucks or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
And you get enough files to print. So you get enough files to build a complete castle with towers, stables, and walls. You get a forge. You get city gate, junctions, and accessories to fortify the city. And you get a bunch of basic buildings like houses and inns and whatever. So it's like a table full of stuff.
Yeah.
So if you have access to a 3D printer, you know, the materials are cheap. If you don't have to pay for the printer, this will cost you nothing. So it's a great way to get a whole city worth of terrain on the table.
Mm-hmm. And they're providing the files in different ways. So you'll have the file with naked textures. So naked walls, or naked roof, everything. If you want to do texture yourself, so you'll have all the framing. And you also have the files with the texture, including them if you want to use it straight as. So you even have some option about what you're going to do with them.
Yeah, and they even give some examples of some of their files printed on different 3D printers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using,
you see different type of quality.
And it actually really shows you how far 3D printing has come. Because if you use the, if you look at the MakerBot picture they have versus the Prusa or Prusa i3, the print quality is huge.
Oh yeah, the Prusa i3, you don't really see any
striations and stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas the other ones, you really, really see it. But anyway, for the price, it's still worth checking out. You know, printing files are, printing technology is only going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
So buy the files now, wait a couple months for the next generation of printers to come out, and you'll get even better product.
Yeah.
And that runs to February 27th. And I think that finishes up this week.
It does.
Anything you'd like to add, Antoine?
No.
All right, folks, then we'll see you next week.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Read our blog at geeksofthenorth.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth. Or follow us on Twitter at geeksofthenorth. You can follow me, Paul, on Twitter at PRFilio. And Antoine at Eltonio Berg. See you in 2 weeks, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find Broken Prism Reviews, a YouTube channel bringing you game reviews in three parts, unboxing, express gameplay, and a quick rundown of what makes the game stand out. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.